Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen's been raining off my cup. Pink via deckables to see Kalein fire them to up. Gate me kings a flint.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and it's a new year! Although, I have to say, I really find January 1st to be the most ridiculous holiday. I want to wish my lover, my best friend, my home health aide, Elisa, a happy, happy, happy birthday. Her birthday, New Year's Eve. Her father called her a tax deduction. How Jewy is that? And I just want to wish her a very, very, very happy birthday. We've been through, you know, we've been through a lot every year. But this year's been, it's been interesting. I mean, yes, I had my surgery and she had to deal with it. And, you know, she doesn't want to nurse me. But she showed up and she did a great job. So I want to thank her for that. But also, it's been a very trying time, as you know, for the Jews. And we're both Jews and proud of it. So, blum, blum, blum. Happy birthday, Elisa. As you know, this week is part two of my live podcast with Modi, which was just, it was fun. It was exactly what we needed. For the non-Jews listening, it's really important for, I think, a lot of us Jays to be in a room with each other, to feel safe, to feel not like outsiders, to feel like, oh God, what do they think? You know, because we're all, it's sort of that we're all going through the same thing. We might have different opinions about it, but you cannot deny the anti-Semitism and you cannot deny that we are dealing with what, as I've mentioned before, what our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and go back every generation what they have had to deal with. It's our turn. It's our turn. And we can do it. And we can do it. And it's a scarier time because they didn't have social media. They, the misinformation situation was not as prevalent or readily available to idiots who don't do their due diligence. So, you know, here we are. It's a new year, but it's not the Jewish New Year. And that's really what I think of, you know, Rosh Hashanah. I do think that's the new year. I do. I feel like September, it's, you know, you it's in September, October, whatever, you know, because we go by the moon calendar. But that's when I feel like a new beginning after the summer's over. And I also, you know, I love Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I do. I love that whole spending a significant amount of time, 8 days, really thinking about what you did, what you want to do, what you did wrong, what you want to fix. You know, it's good to look inside sometimes, even though, you know, it's difficult. But I just want to say for all of you who are not Jewish and you haven't spoken out, we need to hear your voices. We always speak up. Jews speak up. We're not, you know, we're not shy people. You know, we show up. Who, as I've mentioned before, who started the NAACP? Jews. We are at the forefront of so many things. And yet here we are looking around going, really? Even you? Wow. Wow, I can't believe it. Well, my grandparents were right. So prove us wrong. Prove them wrong. Make a resolution to stick up for a Jew and not let people say shit. Not let anything go by. It's really important to not be silent. So my hope for the new year, even though it's not a new year, is that, of course, I want peace. I want Hamas destroyed. I want the hostages back. I want, you know, I don't want innocent people dying. I want anti-Semitism to end, but that's never going to fucking happen because you know what? It's been around since day one. And we've dealt with it and we can continue to deal with it. But do yourself a favor. And do your due diligence and stop making opinions or voicing opinions without doing the work because it's a bad look. It's a really bad look. So, yeah, that's that. That's my little speech for the new year. Want you to know that I have, since it's the beginning before my part two with Modi, I want to give you some dates so you remember, because I know a lot of you don't listen to the end, or I think a lot of you don't listen to the end. Want you to know that I am going to be in January. I got some giggies coming up. City Winery in New York on January 12th. What is going on with the siren? I have a, let me tell you, we're doing a Stand Up for Israel show at Governor's in Levittown, New York on Long Island on January 7th, which is a Sunday, and then January 12th, City Winery, New York, January 13th, City Winery, Philly, and my friend Kirsten is opening for me. Let's see. I'm getting a mammogram on January 2nd. I am getting, Kirsten Michelle Sills. I didn't even finish her name because, you know, I'm annoyed about the fucking siren. Okay, mammogram on the 22nd. I think we have another Stand Up for Israel show on the 25th, but I don't know where it is. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm at, I'm in Boca Raton on the 18th for another Stand Up for Israel show. I'm at Off Cabot in Beverly, Massachusetts on January 19 and January 20. One show on the 19th, two shows, 6:30 and 9 on the 20th, then the mammogram, then it's senior night. Oh God, Ben's senior night on January 27th at Trinity at his basketball game. Oh. Anyway, so lots of stuff happening. And, you know, I hope you come to see me live, and I hope you just do. There's, we're going to have an announcement for more Stand Up for Israel shows. So hopefully we'll be near you, but sit back, relax, enjoy part two of my live interview with Modi. It was a delight. And, here's to a great 2024. All right. I'm saying that with a little bit of like, that's going to fucking happen. Okay. Just enjoy. Let's talk about, we're in this situation now.
That we cannot light menorah candles because it'll set up the whole fire system.
Okay, no, we're not talking about that. As a comic, I have noticed since October 7th, look, I have a lot of material about being Jewish, and I have a lot of material about Israel, which I had before October 7th. But I do talk about my trips to Israel, and I do talk about how Israel is a democracy. I mean, you know, the way I sort of open it up is because you know all this misinformation. So I say, you know, just so you know, Israel is a very young country. It's a small country, but it's a very young country. It is a democracy. And the people who are running it, a lot of them are big assholes. Oh, what other country does that remind me of? Okay. And then people sort of, you know, they get invested a little bit. And then I get to talk about it. But this idea where I mention Israel, and let me tell you something. None of us want innocent Palestinians to be dying. None of us.
Nobody.
We do not want that.
That's a given.
Okay?
It's a given, yes.
This idea of free Palestine, as if we don't want Palestinians to be free. We want them to be free. But they are under control of a terrorist organization who uses them as human shields and who also wants us eradicated off the face of the earth. And if you think they're not here in the United States doing their due diligence, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right.
And so it's so hard, the messaging. I get on stage, I say Israel, it's like changed drastically in 2 months. These jokes where people were listening are now just have you felt, and I've talked to other comics who will say, I'm not doing my Jewish material.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I would have no
idea. I just say it's not worth it. I'm not going
to
do
it. I would just go, good to be here. Thank you for coming.
Right.
Merch
I know,
available
I would have
on Modi.com and
right.
Also in the lobby there's hats and yarmulkes.
Right.
There are two different yarmulkes, one from the tour and one Mashiach Energy yarmulke. ModiLive.com. Okay, so here's the situation that I'm in. The war began October 7th. I was in Israel doing I had these Mashiach Energy shows before. I did a sold out tour in theaters in Israel that I have never seen that were stunning. In Jerusalem, the theater I performed in looked like it was a part of the Met. Stained glass, a coffee shop that was beautiful. These seats, air conditioning, was amazing. And then in Bet Shemesh, a very religious neighborhood, they have a brand new theater performing.
Oh, Ospite. I've been there, yeah.
We sold that out. And then we did two shows in Tel Aviv.
And then
Thursday was the last show. Went to sleep Friday night. After hanging out in the sukkah with all the people who owned the hotel, we were staying at the Satai Hotel with the Nakash family. They gave us an amazing rate. They're like very sweet to us.
Okay, with
no,
the
no,
money.
No. They're very, very. But it was a part.
Okay.
Nakash, which is a Syrian word that means breakfast is included. Yes, I'm rehearsing some of this stuff for my 92nd Street Y.
Oh, okay.
We go to bed. After we were up till 2 in the morning, literally telling jokes. Like two guys.
Oh, I love that, being
it's
silly.
So much
I love
fun.
Being
just
silly.
Just being silly
yeah.
and cracking up and eating a garinim and the sunflower seeds. We go to bed. 6:30, we hear the first alarm. And Leo turns to me and goes, what do we do? I I was like, it might be, it's well, the truth was my Ambien and my Xanax connected. I was finally like that window where you like, and I said, I'm not going anywhere. I bet some people are going to go into the corridor, into where the stairs are, if you want to go there. He said, no. And we stayed in bed. And then we had no idea what was really going on yet. We go down for breakfast, and we start to hear what people are finding out. Still, no one really knew what happened, but we knew it wasn't a regular thing. It wasn't just, you know, they send the bombs, the Iron Dome got it, let's move on. It was something else. And then it happened again. We had to go into the bomb shelter, and we were staying at the hotel, and Bruno Mars was staying in the hotel as well, because he had 3 sold-out concerts in Tel
that's
Aviv.
Right, that's right.
And he did 2, and one was for After the Weekend. And at about 12:30, literally, it was out of a movie with the from the mosque going on. We look out the window, and we see them whisking him away to a private airplane, like all the vans and all his people were taking him away. I turned to Leo, and I said, thank God they got him out of here. Leo says, why? I go, because if a bomb hit this hotel and he died with us in here, I would get zero
exactly.
Press. Zero. No one, it wouldn't even be an afterthought. Bruno Mars killed in Yafo at the Sotai Hotel, period. It would be nothing for me.
That's what I always think when I get on a plane and I'm in first class and then I see, you know,
what?
A big celebrity. I'm like, fuck. Okay. I'm going to be like 10th on the list. Yeah.
Does anybody here remember when Farrah Fawcett died?
Yes.
The same day Michael Jackson. No one knows when the hell she died. Because Michael Jackson's death was the main thing for weeks after.
Right.
Yeah, but that was that. And then, okay, I'm sorry, I digress. I was looking for my jokes. And then we left that night, Saturday night, still sirens going on. Our plane was never canceled or delayed. It was an Air France flight.
Went to Paris.
I had 4 sold out shows in Paris. So we get on the plane.
I talked to you while you were there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right. And then, I saw you on TV.
Yeah.
I saw you on CNN or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I called you or you called me, whatever. I called you. Yeah. To get her to call. So we were in Paris and you know, this is 3 days after the war happened, people are seeing images and they began to understand what the hell is happening. And I had these sold out shows and we did them. And thank God we did them. And it was literally, I was backstage, back of the house, watching people watch the war and the lights go down. And here's Modi. Literally. But we got them and we had an hour and 15 minutes of laughter and Mashiach
so
energy.
So necessary.
And then we said, that's when I began singing Hatikva at the end of all of the shows. People went right back to their to their lives and to the war. And it's been the same way since all the shows. I had shows in Germany, I had shows in Amsterdam, I had shows in Brussels, and it's like Jews that are like in the war and they're scared. They're like,
oh, beyond,
you guys don't understand. We like, okay, maybe you're not gonna walk with a yarmulke now because some pro-Palestinian guy is gonna come and hit you. But in Europe, they're still super in hiding. They're real.
Of then course.
To come
it's
to a show,
yeah.
To come to a show and to see some guy, hey, I'm a Jew and we control the money in politics. They're like in shock.
Right.
They're in shock and they need it. And so I've been doing many of those shows where I'm releasing the pain and I haven't been speaking about the war just to let them have an hour
and
15 minutes.
I get
a
it.
Little respite from it. But now at the comedy clubs, I wasn't, and then I began slowly inching my material in there.
Yeah.
And very politely and very, very, again, the joke is more important than the statement you're trying to make. And I've been doing it, and this lovely girl came over and gave me the thing, the Bring Them Home dog tag. And there was a table of girls with, ladies with
Scheidel?
No, the Arab.
Oh, hijab.
The hijab. They were and they laughed. They got the joke, and so what? You're massaging it in. Don't forget, we've had a little time for just.
Right.
It's been a month.
I did,
calm down a little bit. Now you can not forget about it, God forbid.
You're never going
to
forget.
But you need to be able to start going in. We were doing shows at the Comedy Cellar on 4 days after 9/11.
Yeah.
If maybe even less.
So, that was the worst.
I did a week after October 7th, I did the benefit for the Israel Cancer Research Fund. And I mean, I think they were, I mean, Israel Cancer and a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Right after. And I did, and I, because thank God I've been doing this so long, I knew exactly how to do it. And they were so thankful and appreciative. And, you know, we Jews have used humor as a coping mechanism for so long, but we've also used it as a weapon. And we are very skillful at using that weapon, and we will continue to be. I wanted to first of all, before I do, I wrote a list of names down that I just want to go off on with you. But I want to talk, did you watch SNL this weekend? So I don't know if you watched SNL and saw. So, right. So they had a skit.
Yeah.
The opening skit was someone playing Elise Stefanik and then the three idiots. You know, it depends on the context. Mm-hmm. You know, and I got what they were. I understood what their point was. They were trying to say, "Oh, Elise Stefanik is calling out anti-Semitism when she supports Trump and separating babies and whatever." You know, and then you know, not focusing as much on these women who are just—I mean, they were focusing on the women being like ridiculous,
ridiculous.
And look at the reaction.
You know what they sounded like?
Yeah.
Those women. Those women sounded like, I don't know if you ever learned Talmud, and you go, you know, is this genocide? No, it's not okay. But Poel, if you're really coming out for killing, okay, that's one thing. But to just say you're not saying. So the words are said. The word. Okay, the word. The Mila. That's the Mila. That's the word. Yeah. Now you're gonna take the word, and how are you gonna put it in? Oh, so Rashi says like this.
Yeah.
If the context is for actually killing the person, mail it, maybe you should say yes. But because they said genocide of the Jews and not even it was pro-Palestine, it was, I was watching, I was like, did these women go to Chaim Berlin Yeshiva? Like, where did they, are they insane? They were horrible.
Horrible.
Hideous. And no one did their hair. No one did makeup. The outfits were horrendous. That's what you wear to a Senate thingy? She looked like death. I mean, that's how you show up to a Senate. Like those glasses, you the hair, you do a little makeup, you do a little something, but to... She was horrible. All of them.
Well,
all of them were horrible.
I loved that they had to look at their notes too. Like that they were like, is genocide? Let me, was just, I couldn't, I, you know, for me, the women's organizations that don't speak out about the war crimes of race.
Yes.
That is just disgusting.
It's
how dare you? You're just to be the silence. I mean, we have the assholes who we know and we can, you know.
Yeah.
But the people who are silent, I just want to wring their necks, you know, when they could actually make a difference. Okay.
Hey everybody, if you know me, you know I love my Liquid IV and I love giving it to people and telling people about it. And it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with Liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for Liquid IV. And I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold. And it keeps me hydrated and it's delicious. So thank you, Liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration. That it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love Liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lover, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your Liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome.
All right, I'm just going to name a couple of people.
I'm so bad at this. I don't know anybody.
No, I just, you do.
Okay, go ahead.
Susan Sarandon.
The horrible, horrible, horrible. First of all, I know her. And she's a schnorrer. I don't talk bad about people. I don't do lashon hara. But when you're such a piece of shit, I can't. She's altogether just horrible. Like, it's just, that was so, wow. First of all, you're an actress. Who needs your political opinion right. about anything? Who needs your, who asked for your political opinion? Just what, I wish the best for everybody. I wish an amazing outcome. It should be Mashiach energy outcomes. All they should be saying. And then now they know how they feel. They know, is she crazy?
Well, what the fuck is she talking about? Now Jews know how it feels marginalized. Are you fucking kidding me? What are you talking about?
She's a big zero.
Shut the fuck up, Susan.
Zero. A big
I mean,
zero.
Seriously.
Ugh.
And they all are like, I know. Yes. I can't take it. Okay. I don't know who. There's so many good ones. Okay. Cynthia Nixon.
Could you imagine? When I heard that, my heart dropped. I'm such a fan of Sex and the City and her character and how it developed there. And then in this Gilded Age show.
Right.
And then they told me that she, what did she say?
She was going on a hunger strike for the people of Gaza.
I hope all her organs fail.
And that her kids are Jewish. Huh?
I hope all her organs just fail from the hunger strike. No, this is.
She went
this
for
is,
2 days.
This is torture. This is whoever's, this is to make her do that.
She went on a hunger strike.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she went on The View and talked about her children who were Jewish and the grandparents are Holocaust survivors. And this is what her kids want. Like, here's the thing. This is the thing that fucking... Oh, sorry, I'm not cursing. This is the thing that pisses me off the most. Yeah. You know, I would go to Israel. I'd come back. People would be like, "Oh, I'd love to go there. I'd love to learn more about the region and what goes on there." And I'm like, "Oh, well, you should read this book and that book, and you could really learn about this and that." And then October 8th, everyone's an expert.
Everyone
is an expert on the conflict, on the history, on the land, on the word Palestine, on the British mandate. It is fucking believe. I know. I can't take it.
Such a good tagline, British mandate.
British mandate.
You put that in your act for sure.
And so these people.
British mandate.
British mandate.
When
and these
you
people
ever hear that?
Go on stage.
Balfour. The Balfour. They're Balfour. Whatever. All these stupid. Everyone became an expert. Everybody became the TikTok expert. Became an expert on TikTok. Gen Zs. The Gen Z, which is now the new WebMD, you know.
Right.
They on TikTok, they have the cure for everything, and they give it to you right there. Everybody became... Okay, who else do you have that maybe I know?
I want to know what you think of... Queers for Palestine.
I will say this one. My husband turned his Instagram off because of that.
Because of Queers for Palestine.
Because people we knew, the people we danced with, people that we danced at raves with, were posting, people who danced at raves.
First of all, you're way gayer than you are, like, at raves with. You think these people know what that is?
She knows.
No.
Yeah. No, it's a, you know, when there's nice, good DJ and good music and, you know, and you, and you're, everybody's,
and you're on Molly or whatever the hell you're on.
Maybe you're on Molly. I don't know what I'm on.
I don't
Molly.
Do that.
Me neither.
Or what is that? What's that other thing? What's that other thing you guys take? The poppers, what is that? What are those things?
The poppers.
The poppers.
It's this little.
Such a Jew. What do you want? The poppers? Yeah. What's that other thing? Yeah.
Poppers is like this thing you sniff it a little bit. It's like it used to be a cleaning. I heard. It used to be a cleaning. They used to clean VHSs with them.
Right.
It's like a little bottle and you take it and you just. And it's like in Yom Kippur. You know, and
oh, yeah, with the spices.
No, not the spices.
The smelling salt.
That smelling salt. It's like a smelling salt mixed with a little, and it gives you like a little high and right there in the middle. But that, whatever. But like people that we knew, and don't forget that when the attack happened, they attacked a rave. There was like a desert peace dance. Like a Burning Man,
peace,
a Burning Man.
Peace,
and then we're watching them, like, again, because they're so stupid. And, you know, I had on my podcast, I had Brooke Goldstein.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is pushing for getting away from the word anti-Semitism to just Jew hatred. Period. Which is, I didn't realize how important that was. Because Free Palestine is just, it's really not. They don't, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Free Palestine, you're kidding me. It just says, we hate Jews. It's a way to say, we hate Jews without saying, we hate Jews. That's all that is. It's just an outlet. That to just scream, we hate Jews. Now we have a reason to go behind it and what they're doing, and it's unbelievable. And you know, I hear stories from friends that live in Israel. I don't watch the news. I get my story from cousins and people in Israel who are, everyone's affected in Israel. Everybody in Israel knows somebody who's at the war, someone who's maybe one degree away from a hostage.
We are such a small population that we all know we're 1 degree away from someone there or someone affected by this.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all right.
But again, it's also like what can you do? Don't be frustrated. It's what can you do? We get on stage, we give some relief, we raise money. People, Periel, our friend Periel Ashton Brown, who is my podcast co-host. She, in a second, she's raising money. She's sending helmets and boots and shoes. Everybody's doing. Someone yelled out from the audience, "This was the funniest thing ever." If Israel needed you to fight in the war, would you fight in the war? I said, if Israel's looking for me, they have lost the war. If some division of the IDF is like, where's Modi?
Yeah.
They are in a bad situation. They need to regroup.
But it's you know, the only good thing that I think has happened, which is, you know, my son Henry is here, and... you know, I brought my kids up very Jewy and to have a Jew identity. But he told me that he was, after October 7th, he was like investigating how he could join the IDF.
Oh.
And he said he wasn't going to tell me till he got on the plane, which is so not true because he calls me about everything, you know. But
what would you do if he actually went to go?
I mean... You know, that's the dilemma of being a Jewish mother. It's like you
put
don't
him right
want
in
anything.
The army. It's not like they, it's not like
I know,
put him in the
but
army.
Pride and I would have very mixed feelings. Like, don't go. I don't want anything to happen to you. But so I mean, both of my kids are so much more aware and Jewish identified and aware of anti-Semitism. Like, I, you know, my mother was like, every day, they all hate us. Everyone hates us. good luck on your math test. The minute you leave the room, they're going to call you a dirty Jew. They all hate us. That one hates us. You know, and it was constant. We're eating dinner, the Holocaust. Everyone hates us. You know, I have that joke in my act. I'd bring a friend home from school. I'd be, Ma, this is my new friend, Kathleen. Do you think she would hide you? Do you? Like, that was, right? And it was constant. And thank God she's not here for this. And I did the same thing to my kids. And I think they're really aware of their identity and how they're treated in this world. And that's the one.
I
want
to tell you something else about that. You know, I would say this never again thing. That's another, again, it's the great expression, never again. But it's, no one really understands what that really means. So if I happen to be blessed and have currently even Holocaust survivors in my life, people I speak to on a weekly, regular basis where I speak to them. And if anybody here ever really knew and spoke and talked to a Holocaust survivor, they never said never again. They all knew something was going to happen again. The never again is that you can't just go and kill Jews and get away with it.
Right.
Never again, you go and kill Jews, you're going to lose your little strip. You're going to lose your strip. You're going to lose your job at UPenn. You're going to lose. You can't just go after Jews
well,
anymore.
She's still
That's
teaching
the never again.
The
I don't care what she's doing.
Right.
I don't care what the hell. Any of those, all those three in the world's eyes, they're either heroes,
right,
martyrs, or they are, the world will knows what right. that is. You guys, it's amazing. No one speaks about the history books. The history books, the Torah. Hamas is Amalek. It's Hamas. It's the same thing. It's the Hashmonaim. It's the Ottomans. It's the Yevanim. It's the Romans. They all. And where are they? Where are they? I'm telling you, where are they? They're nowhere.
Right.
But the Jews are still here. Hamas is going to be around. You know, they're not.
Right.
That's going to finish too. It's going to end, hopefully, with not that many civilians dying. But and not many Jewish soldiers dying. But they're gonna be flushed away. You know, today, I don't know if you saw, insane, a politician in
Poland.
No, that was light. That was entertaining. The Poland was Turkey was one. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Some guy killed the Jews.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, amazing video.
It's on video?
Video. It's the best video. But.
Oh my, I know what I'm watching tonight.
In Iran. Yeah. In Iran. No, and it says in the Torah, when they curse us, they will be cursed.
Right.
And here he goes, boom, right down. It goes right down. But I don't know if you saw in Iran, the head of whatever the hell came out there and he was speaking and he said, Netanyahu, you have a nuclear bomb.
Oh,
send
yeah.
the nuclear bomb. Let me see you. I don't think you have nuclear bomb. Literally. He's like telling him, send your nuclear bomb. Then be careful. Words are very strong. Words are very strong. And he said, and we will help Hamas finish the job. And he said that. And everybody behind him stood and began clapping. And this is what, you know, what it is. But where are they going to be? Where are they? The Jews have been around all these years. There's no, you know, I did a show in Berlin. I was telling Leo, it's just so funny. We get to Berlin, my first time there. This was before the war. And Mercedes-Benz was the sponsor of this event. It was the Yiddishe Kulturatura Festival. The Jewish Cultural Festival, Mercedes-Benz sponsored, so they had a driver for us, and we had this insane Maybach. I felt like Hitler in the back of this car driving around Berlin. I literally, like, it was the car, like, it went like this, it can control all the windows. And we're driving around, and Leo is like, some of these buildings look really Reichy. Like they could still, you know, columns.
Right.
And you could almost imagine the flag, the swastika hanging on it. And then we make a turn and pull to some place and we see this massive sign saying Yiddishe Kulturatura Festival with my dumb face right on it. Where are they? Where are they not? Their swastikas are not hanging. They're around, but they're not having their festival. And we're still here.
And you know,
and we're still here laughing. We're laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a crime. It's a crime to deny the Holocaust in Berlin.
Yes,
in Germany.
Yes.
But not here. No. Should we take some questions from the audience? Does anyone want to ask a question? Oh, Henry has one.
What?
Oh, God. Henry worked on The Gilded Age, season two. And he wants to know if he's going to have his job on The Gilded Age, season three. What should he say positive, you know, out loud?
You should be looking for bigger things than that. But, you know, but yes, I will be doing whatever I love. I will be happy. I'll be working. I'll be positive.
I'm going to try this tomorrow.
You know how important the word I am? When Moses went to the bush, right? And said to the burning bush, who are you? And what would the bush say? I am that I am. So when you, whatever you say, I am, abundance, I am, that you become that.
Right.
You become, that's a godly.
Well, it depends on the context.
Got a bigger laugh before.
I know.
And you knew that was going to happen.
I know. The minute that came out of my mouth, I was like, it's not going to hit.
Yeah, it's not going to land the way mine landed.
I don't need you.
Yes.
Anyone else have any questions? Yes. Oh, I had her on my list, Rashida Tlaib.
What would you say to her?
Fuck off. I would say shalom, Rashida. What? Go back where you came from.
Rashida Tlaib.
No, see, we don't want to lower. We don't want to go to their level.
Which one is she?
Rashida Tlaib.
I'm sorry, guys. She was the mom on Cosby.
She's from Michigan. Isn't she from...
The mom on Cosby? Which one is she? I don't know who. She's what?
She's part of the squad of the progressives.
Oh,
who
yeah,
are,
yeah, 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 yeah.
She's really bad.
I get confused. I don't watch news. I don't like that in my life.
We're not going anywhere, Rashida.
No, we're not.
You are. Who are you running against? What do you say to those people?
You can't. They found their angle. That's their angle.
And they do that thing like, but we love our, you know, and every time there's a Jewish holiday, they're like, happy Hanukkah. And it's like, shut the fuck up, Rashida. You know you hate us.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
This is what I would say. Rashida, is that a cell phone? Oh, do you know who, invented the technology for a cell phone? The Jews. Oh, Rashida, how's that clean water you're drinking? Oh, Rashida. Okay, none of this is working. Okay.
Hey, everyone. I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? At Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer. I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Trees. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees. They have palm trees. They have evergreens. They have houseplants and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York. Okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information. And it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever. Forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions?
Any other questions? Yes.
Yes. Oh, and Beth, how are you? Hi, Nan. Those are my students. They're great. Go ahead. Did I want Bernie Sanders to be the first? No.
No.
No, absolutely
not. Can you imagine
not.
Looking at that for 4 years?
Oh, my God.
It's got to be appealing. It's got to be something.
You know,
it's got to be easy on the eyes. It's got to be easy on the... At least Trump is a laugh. There's something funny there.
No.
I told you he's
dangerous.
Unwell. I'm just saying. But Bernie Sanders...
He is dangerous.
Yes, I know. But I'm just saying, something attractive. You got to give us something
easy. The squad's
easy
dangerous, too. I'm not saying that they're not dangerous. Oh, my God. Calm the down.
All right.
Wait, I was going to say something. What was his name who ran for vice president and Jewy Jew...
Oh, Lieberman, big
and
fan.
And you know what? He would be a Democrat now with his policy. I mean, like, all the Republicans from 2000 are Democrats at this point, huh? No,
he's alive. Yes, he comes to my shows. Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, I did a roast for him too. I did a roast with him.
Whatever.
It was so much
I used
fun.
To do that whole joke about his wife's name is Hadassah.
Oh, you had that bit.
Oh my
no,
God!
No, please, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite Judy Gold bits. Is if you call the White House and there's a Jewish president.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Here's what the answering machine would sound like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't do it because there's no more answering. Hi, you've reached the office of Joseph Lieberman. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays, we're open from sunrise to sunset. We'll be closed September 19th and 20th for the Jewish Festival of Rosh Hashanah. We will be closed September 26th and 27th for Kol Nidre and Yom Kippur. We will be closed October 2nd and 3rd for Sukkot. It just went on and on.
But they end.
Thank you for calling and shalom! Remember that bit? Oh, my God.
I would. If I saw Judy on stage and I knew that's how she ended the show, I would run down just to catch the end of it, just to see it. It was so funny.
And
I
had a joke about, because the wife's name was Hadassah.
Right, right.
But, you know, her real name's Hadassah. Her original name was... but they thought that was too Jewish, so they changed it to Hadassah so for him to run for... But... I love those jokes. Anyone else have a...
Who can see here?
Right there. Favorite Jewish holiday and why?
Me? I love Hanukkah because you have 8 days. We could have a party, have an event for 8 days. My favorite, when I'm a cantor, I only do now only Kol Nidre services. That was my thing in my synagogue. My rabbi's here, Gav Bellino. Is here.
Gav!
Love him. I remember when he called me because you're gonna start doing the Kol Nidre. It's the only one I like to do because it's in the evening. You've eaten. Your voice has already landed. You don't have to start.
You do it three times if you suck at the first one.
Yeah, three chances. Yeah. I love Yom Kippur and I love Hanukkah. Yom Kippur is amazing. It's the best holiday in the world.
I also enjoy Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is...
I am very inward and. I love, yeah, I do. I
Yom
love,
Kippur
and I think that Yisker is one of the most amazing things.
So you.
I know.
Yisker is so you.
Yisker is very me, but you know, to be able to spend a few moments in clarity, thinking about my parents, other relatives and friends, And being in that space with other mourners, and it's a very powerful service, the Yisker service.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm Nancy Negative, but I don't care. I love Passover.
Not too much work.
It's a lot of work,
but I just
love telling the story and doing the say. You know,
story's a little annoying.
I ring the door. Stop!
It's a little annoying. It's a great story, and there's so much you can tell. And I mean, but it is. We do it in our house. Leo, my husband, and I make. We do the state from 20 to 25 to 30 people in
Thanks
our.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, this is every time I say,
so
"Oh, I didn't get invited to that party." And Modi goes, "It was all gay men. It was all gay men." Okay.
And it just, I don't know, Passover is a lot. And then it's kind of, I do shows, I do a Passover tour, you know,
I do those too.
Yeah, so it's, and then you get to these places and the whole meaning of Passover is like, look, you're in these hotels and everybody's sitting there complaining and bitching and moaning. It's so
just,
gross.
The
shows are amazing. Whatever Pesach program you go into, the show is going to be amazing. But like, it's just the walking around.
What about
days.
All the kids in the front row and they're picking their nose and they're running in and out and you're like.
You need to work on your rider if you have that happening.
Okay.
It's been 80 years you're doing comedy. You need to work that out. You need to work that out.
Okay. Yeah, I love Passover also. Yeah, we do these things like we used to do when I was growing up.
Do you guys know what we're talking about? Passover programs? You know what we're talking about?
Yeah. When it was Elijah, time for Elijah, I would go to the front door, I'd ring the doorbell, and I'd come out like this, like, hey everyone, Elijah's here.
Cute.
Are you thirsty? Oh, what's going on? And I do this whole act.
So
like,
funny.
Okay, so next door, go across the street, the Youngs, they're Jewish, go visit them. And I would do this whole thing
cute.
And no one cares. Okay, someone else over here had a question. I'd love to come to Fire Island.
You were there at that show?
I did a show there, too. I had the best...
On Cherry Grove. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Where are you from? Yonkers.
Okay. Sure.
Yonkers.
I'm from Sweden.
Yonkers. Huh? Your wife makes you say
but
that?
But where were you? Where's the accent from? England. Oh, very nice.
How can you even fight? Do you ever have fights? How can you fight with someone who speaks like that? Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that I made you feel like that.
Wait, Fire Island Cherry Grove, the lesbian part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh thank you.
Yeah, they have no budget. No, I'm not.
You know what? It's true. The lesbians pay less than the gay men.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, I'll stay at your house.
We
I
have
love
our
that.
Own house. We always take a house. There's no beach. The beach is disappearing. That's the Pines. Yes,
yeah.
That's
With
where
all
I go.
The gay men. The gay that's men. Where,
yes,
the gay men.
Yes. Okay. Ocean Beach. So there's a whole. Listen to this. So there's Fire Island. Those of you who don't know, there's Long Island. It's like a big schmuck that comes out of New York. And there's a parallel schmuck, that's called Fire Island, and it has different little parts. There's Water Island where billionaires have like their homes, like in a marsh swamp, and then there's Pines, which is all gay men and just really cute, and everything's designed really nice. And then you go to the lesbian part where they didn't do great jobs on hiding their garbage stuff, and you know, no offense, it's not cute. Sometimes.
Oh, shut up!
It's not as cute as the gay part. You built dunes. You were smart. The gays didn't. They just sucked dick at the dunes. So then now the dunes are gone. The dunes are gone. That was all they used the dunes for. Yes, good for you for building dunes. And then there's like all the way down, there is this straight. What's it called? Ocean Beach? Ocean Beach.
Oh, yeah, I know
when
a lot
I
of
say
people.
Straight, I want you to imagine if Staten Island and like the Jersey Shore had
a
and
baby?
That's where everybody's like this with the cargo pants with the pocket.
Yeah.
Cynthia, I want to go to 17 ice cream stores.
Yeah.
18 pizza places, and no one's not eating. And they had a show there. We had a show because one of the women that was on the board and is a friend of ours, and she asked us to do the show. And we have the same agent at UTA, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Did my gay material, did the Pine stuff. It was so much fun. What?
Yes, I am a Provincetown person.
Yes, you are.
And I've been going there since 1985. Wow. And then I started working there in 1992. And wow. I love Provincetown.
Good for
I think
you.
It is one of the greatest places on earth.
Yeah, you know, yeah. it's nice.
Oh, I love New Hope too. Thank you. New Hope's another great place.
Where's that?
Oh. It's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Oh,
I should know where that
There's
is.
There's a lot of gays there.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Right. Thank God. I don't know. I don't know. I went to P-Town. I wasn't a fan because I was a tourist. I wasn't like, I didn't.
Ow,
it's
shit.
A schlep. It's a big schlep.
It is a schlep.
It's a schlep.
But wait, it's heaven. It's heaven. Is it not heaven on earth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But everybody yes. has their winkel in Yiddish, a little corner, a winkel.
Yeah.
That's your winkel in the world.
That's my
P-town.
Winkle.
Yeah, it's your winkel.
My winkel.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I had a total knee replacement
there we
3
go.
Weeks
I'm
ago.
I'll be back in a half hour. You want to see the MRI pictures?
Hey,
what do you want?
I,
tell me what. You want to see the blood work?
I
Show
didn't
the blood
even,
work. Here,
I
here.
Didn't even
Here's
complain.
Her phone. Here's her phone. Go to photos, and you can see the entire operation. Oh, my God. By the way, can I just tell you something on that? What's with the... She has a knee surgery, the cane. Great question. What's with the cane?
Shut up.
What's with your colostomy
bag? I had a total
bag?
Knee replacement. Do you know what they do? They chop here. They chop here. They take it out. They bash into that one. I have scars from a camera that went in here and went... I have not
Make
even...
Make her stop. Make her stop. By the way, since COVID...
Yeah.
Since COVID...
Yeah.
I've stopped asking people, how are you doing? Because they tell you... how they're doing. Before COVID, you said, how are you doing? And they'd be like, great, great, how are you? Even if they were horrible and they were really good suffering, they'd be like, oh, great, thanks, good to see you, bye. Now, like,
That's an age thing. That's an age thing.
No, it's just
yes,
since COVID, everybody starts talking about what their problem is.
What about this? I came here and they're like, oh, what happened? I said, I had a total knee replacement 3 weeks ago. And they're like, oh, my grandmother had that done a couple months. That's all I hear. And then, oh, this is the other thing I get. Where'd you get it done? I just said urgent care. I went to City MD, and I had them do it. I can't
I would
stop
lie.
Asking me fucking questions.
I would lie. If somebody asked me, what's the cane? Well, I was in Israel when the war began.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never be like knee replacement.
I think we're way over time.
Are we? Yeah. Oh my
Wait,
God!
I have one last thing that I really want to. You know, we're both comedians. We're both, you know, we've whatever. Oh, now they're getting all feisty, isn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I usually don't. Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that you can joke about anything as long as the joke is funny and well crafted. Any topic, and that includes Gaza and Israel.
Yeah.
And agreed.
100%.
I just want
to believe this Manoah?
I know. Isn't that the best?
I'm going to put it in my pocket right afterwards.
My producer, Laura, brought it. It's, what is it called? It's called Benora. and it's so cool, isn't it? Where can they get these, Laura? Brooklyn Clay. It's so cool.
There's a shop on 8th Street in Chelsea. You can also get that.
Yeah. Okay, that's dirt for another purpose.
No, you're going to set the whole fire off here. Don't.
It's fine. I know. Calm down. I'm just putting the candle in. God.
Really? That's where you're going
to... Yeah, I was just trying to put it in. But we're not... I wanted to light the menorah candle. So I want to light the menorah, but we can't because of the fire crap here. So...
But we're going to end with HaTikvah, no?
Yeah. Should we do the prayers?
A prayer with nothing to do. We already made the prayer on the coffee.
Oh, right. Okay. Can you send me all those prayers for like water, coffee, and everything? I'm going to do that now.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Are you guys up for the tikvah?
Yes.
All right.
Wait a minute. I want to stand.
A little volume on my mic. Maybe a little reverb if you got back there.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Hold on. Let her get up. It's not going to be. There we go. Shkayach.
Okay. Here we go.
Kol od balev apenima nefesh yehudi homiya
Ufate Mizra Kadima Ayin Zion Sophia Kod lo avda tikvatenu Hatikva shlot alpayim Liyot am chafshi Be'artzenu Eretz Zion Yerushalayim Liyot am chafshi Be'artzenu Eretz Zion Yerushalayim.
Thank you all. ModiLive.com. Find a show near you. Send it to your friends. Be the friend that brings the friends to the comedy show. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for listening to part two of my live interview with Modi. And let me tell you something. I just want to say that the live podcasts are really fun and we have to do more of them. So this podcast, as you know, was produced by Laura Vogel, edited by Colin Schmeling, and marketed, scheduled, everything by Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. And I want to wish them all a very happy new year and thank them. Thank them for a successful year. Even though I make no money, I love working with them. So... thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, don't forget, I have lots of upcoming dates. January 7 in Levittown for the Stand Up for Israel concert with Rich Voss and Aaron Berg. It's going to be great. Okay? Fantastic. Also, City Winery in New York on January 12th. City Winery in Philly with Kirsten Michelle Sills, in Philly. That's the 13th. I'm off Cabot in Beverly, Massachusetts, the 19th and the 20th. More to come. Yeah, I would check it out. I'd come laugh. I'd come, you know, we need to laugh. We need to fucking laugh. So that's it. That's all I have to tell you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your messages. Thank you. I love, you know, when you write and say you listen, and it's just, it means a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm in a grateful, I hate the word grateful, but I'm being grateful right now. So there you go. I'm going to say thank you again. I'm going to say thank you for listening. We have some great guests coming up. Did not use the best. Okay, so I'm doing a rant next week, and then the week after we have a great guest, and I didn't ring the bell once, I'm telling you. So, FYI, tune in for that one. And thank you again. I love you all. Thank you for listening to the very, very end. And as we always say, so long!